the city. In the city with Mike Glover.
Game show!
Mike Glover.
The city. In the city.
With your host, Mike Glover.
Welcome to the City America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. Today in the city, LaNasia Tyson tells me why she goes so hard in her performances.
Mike, I'm gonna be honest, I've been through a lot in my life. You know, I've been through a whole lot.
We were introduced to Titus Shower singing with his siblings, The Showers. Today, he tells me what happened to the family group.
They are my biggest supporters. And they wanted me to focus on the music.
Angela Moss Poole tells me what happened to make her finally pursue her music.
And so I had in my mind I was going to do business. I would be an accountant, which I became a CPA, got my doctorate degree.
Tamela Mann tells me the acting advice she got from Tyler Perry to give her the confidence she needed to act.
He said, if you're acting, it's wrong.
And I'm putting Myron Butler in the hot seat.
What up, everybody? It's Myron Butler. And guess what? I'm in the hot seat. Coming up next.
Plus, Rick Dorn is playing Name My Name, and Ernest Pugh is playing Name My Tune. Oh, yeah, I am really excited about today in the city, and I have the perfect person here to get the show started. Ruth LaAntra, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. And thank you so much for asking. You know, I've always been taught when someone asks you how you're doing, you always ask how they're doing. And people just don't do that these days.
Ruth. Listen, Daddy taught me well.
I know that's right. Well, are you ready to get this show started so I can play your brand new single?
Yes.
Cool. Well, tell everybody where you're hanging out while I get it.
Hey, everybody. This is your girl, Ruth LaAntra, and I'm in the city with my brother, Mike Glover.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ruth LaAntra.
Boy, I just can't thank you enough for all you have done.
What's up?
Hey, everybody, I'm Richard Davis, and I'm in the city with my friend, Mike Glover.
In the city, it is really tough to hear a LaNasia Tyson song and just sit there. And it's not just a great sound, the lyrics are just as powerful. And as much as the music affects the listeners, it also affects LaNasia. So now, LaNasia, I've seen your performances and you go all the way in every single time. And I think I know the answer to this, but tell me, why do you go so hard when you're on the stage?
For me, it's always been music and the passion that I have. I mean, because, Mike, I'm going to be honest, I've been through a lot in my life. You know, I've been through a whole lot. My virginity was taken from me at the age of 9 till I was 12. And once I succumbed that, you know, the doctor told me I was never going to have any kids. I was too damaged. But my grandmother, who didn't sweep anything under the rug, encouraged, motivated, answered every question I had, took me to the doctor. I was okay. And God is blessed. I got married, have 3 beautiful, talented children of my own. And with that, I pride myself in being an example of no matter what you're going through, give God praise. And don't ever give God no shortcoming praise. Give him your best praise because he alone is worthy. Like, nobody can help you get through the stuff that we get through in life. And some people, I feel like we kind of forget. But for me, everybody look at me and say, "Ooh, when you up there singing, you look like you're having so much fun." I am, because you don't know my story. All the things that I've been through, you know? So I make sure that whenever I get an opportunity that I spread the message that God is a deliverer, he's a healer, he's a sustainer, and I make sure I have fun giving God praise.
Oh yes, sis, nothing else to be said. Let's do one of those make you move songs. This is Praise Party. My girl, Lanasia Tyson, is in the city.
Hey, let me tell you what to do when the devil starts bugging you. Just put where he's meant to be.
Tyson is in the city. Melvin Crispell III, man, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing great now that I have the amazing MC3 on the line.
Ah, yes, sir.
Oh, man, but seriously, bro, I appreciate you taking a minute for me today.
No, man, thank you so much for having me. The pleasure's all mine.
All right, cool. Well, tell everybody where you're hanging out today, and let's do this single.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Melvin Crispell III, and I'm in the city with my boy, Mike Glover.
Yo, MVP! Let's go!
All of my life, I've
never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name.
To Titus Showers singing with his siblings, the Showers. But today, he tells me what happened to the family group.
They are my biggest supporters, and they wanted me to focus on the music.
Angela Moss Poole tells me what happened to make her finally pursue her music.
And so I had in my mind I was going to do business, I would be an accountant, which I became a CPA, got my doctorate degree.
Pamela Mann tells me the acting advice she got from Tyler Perry to give her the confidence she needed to act.
He said, if you're acting, it's wrong.
Plus, Ernest Pugh is playing Name My Tune, and I'm putting Myron Butler in the hot seat.
What up, everybody? It's Myron Butler. And guess what? I'm in the hot seat. I mean, up next.
But up next, Rick Dorn is in the house, and he's going to try his skills at Name My Name. I'm Mike Glover, and you're in the city.
In the city with Mike Glover. Mike Glover, the city.
The best will come if I hold on. conversation rolls on, it's honest, diverse, and intentional. JTC Broadcast is on the air.
Now let's join the conversation
with author, teacher, and heart coach, Dr. CL.
How you doing, family? This is Dr. CL, your heart coach. If you have found your purpose in life, there are three things you need to know. First of all, fight for what you believe in. Fighting for what you believe in is one of the most important things you can do in life. Number two, you have to work hard in life. You never should expect anybody to give you anything. Number three, do what you can. The reason God blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. For twos to help you with life's challenges, go to 21daystoachieve.com. That's the number 21 days, the number 2, achieve.com. That's the number 21 days, the number 2, achieve.com. I am Dr. CL. God bless you until next time.
Keep living to achieve with heart coach Dr. CL.
Just want to take this time to talk to you for a few minutes. You see, I recognize one thing about pain. It knows no color. It knows no religion. It's not prejudice. Pain is just pain. Sometimes in life, every now and then, you encounter that kind of pain that is so deep on the inside that you can't cut it out with a knife. You want to reach inside of your skin and pull it out. And all that you can't pull out, you look to your left and your right and you can't find nobody that can feel what you feel, that know what you know. Feel what you feel and know what you know in your soul. Somebody said, well, what is the difference between my heart hurting and my soul? Because my soul, it's my mind, it's my intellect, it's my emotions, it's where I live and I move and I have my existence. And every now and then the force of the enemy would come against you. Because oh no, it's not you that the enemy is after. It's your soul. It's your existence. It's the essence of who you are. And when you can't find anybody to help you fight, oh yeah, your friends are gonna try to help you. The preacher may try to help you. The doctor may try to help you. The lawyer may try to help you. But every now and then, you gotta reach down on the inside. And you gotta not just open up your mouth, but you gotta open up your spirit. And you gotta let the enemy know that in the book of Jeremiah 33, it tells us that when I cry out to the Lord,
America's music.
rejoice.
Welcome back to the city, America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. It's time to play Name My Name, and today's artist is Rick Dorn. So here's how we play this game, Rick. I'm going to give you 60 seconds on the clock. In that 60 seconds, I'll describe famous people with the name Rick. And this can be their first name, their last name, their legal name, even a nickname from a character movie or showcom. And all you have to do is tell me exactly who I'm describing. All right, Rick, are you ready for this?
All right.
All right, cool. And 60 seconds on the clock, please. And go. All right, here we go, Rick. This first one is a comedian and a syndicated morning radio show host.
Ricky Smiley.
Oh, yeah, we're off to a good start here, Rick. All right, this next one is a 1950s television star who owned a nightclub, and he loved Lucy.
Lucy, Ricky Ricardo.
All right, Rick. Okay, let's ramp it up just a little bit. This is a 1980s talk show host known for losing weight and gaining weight and losing weight. Yeah, she also did some acting in some of those, like, B movies.
Ricky Lake. Oh, yes. Ricky Lake.
Yeah, there it is.
Did she cook as well?
I don't know, but that might explain why she kept losing weight and gaining weight and losing weight and gaining weight.
Eat your own cookies.
Yep, that'll do it. All right, here's a 1980s R&B singer. Man, was he cold-blooded.
Oh, man. She's a favorite.
Don't you do it, Rick. Don't you do it.
That's Rick James.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's a loser.
Rick.
I almost said it.
Oh, man. We better end this before we get pulled off the air.
Yeah.
All right. This is a retired NBA basketball player turned actor, was married to Miss America.
Rick. Come on. Rick. Fox.
Boom. Yes, sir, my friend. Well played. And thanks for playing along. Let's do your brand new single. This is Recorded Done. My friend, Rick Dorn, is in the city.
I'm not gonna worry about it. I put it in your hands, and I say to you, I'm not gonna worry no more. It's done. I'm claiming my victory. I know I've already won. I'm casting all my cares, and I'm leaving with you. I know you'll see me through, but my faith and my trust in you.
Jesus, it's already done for me.
him in praise right now. Just begin to stand on his word. Say,
I know the Lord will provide all of my needs.
Cause he's Jehovah Jireh. Say,
I know the Lord will make a way for me.
He's a way maker, miracle worker.
I know the Lord.
He is working it out, working.
What's up, everybody? This is Nosa.
This is your boy, Jamie. Yo, this is Carl, and we're TWB.
Go Brooklyn.
And we're in the city with Mike Glover.
Right now, I'm burdened and hurt inside. I need you. Come through for me. Right now, I'm crying and tears in my eyes. I need you to come.
To the family group.
They are my biggest supporters, and they wanted me to focus on the music.
Angela Moss Poole tells me what happened to make her finally pursue her music.
And so I had in my mind I was going to do business, I would be an accountant, which I became a CPA, got my doctorate degree.
Tamela Mann tells me the acting advice she got from Tyler.
Times we come around, day or night, I'm
is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KIND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm in it waiting on the breakthrough.
I'm waiting on the breakthrough.
I'm waiting on the breakthrough.
I'm waiting on the breakthrough.
Look at your neighbor.
Neighbor.
It's on its way. Let's have some church here, y'all. There's a breakthrough coming. There's a breakthrough coming. There's a breakthrough.
To the City America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. I met my friend Titus Showers when he sang the national anthem and the black national anthem at an Oklahoma City Thunder game. And let me tell you, the brother killed it. Now, I had heard his music before, but on that night, it was on a different level. So now, Titus, most of us were introduced to you singing with your siblings as the Showers, and you guys were blowing up gospel music. But then, it was just you. What happened to the family group?
Oh, man, we still, you know, family. We love each other tremendously. All of my sisters and brothers, in some sense or form, have their own businesses. They all are married. And my sisters wanted to be home with their husbands and take care of their businesses. And my brothers also wanted to be home with their wives, take care of their businesses. My oldest brother is a pastor, so he had to stop singing and pretty much focus on his ministry. And then the reins fell on me, like, tight, you can handle it. And so it was no animosity, it was no beef or anything. They are my biggest supporters, and they wanted me to focus on the music. And at the same time, I work for the family businesses, and that keeps me with a 9-to-5 at the same time. So it's a blessing on both ends. I can travel and minister flexibly, and I can also work for my family businesses. So we're still together. They're my biggest supporters. And that's where the family dynamic stands right now.
Thanks, Titus. Let's do the single. This is Name On It. My brother, Titus Showers, is in the city.
What's up, beautiful people? This is your boy Kirk Franklin, and I'm in the city with my man, Mike Glover. Go.
Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to love and see each other the way you love and see us. Come on.
My heart is always longed for something more. I search the stars to knock on heaven's door. Creation groans for God to be revealed. Everyone we carry will be healed. My eyes on the sun, Lord, your will be done.
Thine is the kingdom, yeah. The power, the glory, yeah. Forever and ever, yeah.
City or in the city. Okay, it's time. Hit the music. Let's play Name My Tune with Ernest Pugh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There it is. There it is. All right, Ernest. So here's how we play this game. I'm going to give you some lyrics to some songs. Your songs, by the way. And then all you have to do is tell me the title of the song. Sound easy enough for you?
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect for you, Ernest, because you'd be going back 20 years and grabbing songs and redoing them.
I'm going to try my best.
All right, man. We'll start easy. Let Your Glory Fill This Place.
Ryan Owner.
Yep, Ernest, we're off to a good start here. Okay, Less of Me, More of Thee is What I Need.
I Need Your Glory.
Oh, yeah. This game may be a little too easy for you, Ernest Pugh.
I said, so far, so good.
Oh, yeah, man. You're killing it at this game. You are killing it. All right. God came to rescue me just like he said he would.
For my good.
Look at my man killing it at this game. Okay, what about this one? Though I drive a fancy car, live in a nice home.
Trade it all.
Just way too easy, way too easy. All right, what about this one? He deserves glory. He deserves honor.
For he is the great I am.
Okay, really? You're just going to sing the answers with the song, Ernest? You're just going to sing with this? Okay, one more. These hands I'll raise, this voice will praise.
Oh, I need him to breathe.
Yes, sir, Ernest. Well played, my friend. And thanks for playing along. Let's do your brand new single. This is God Did It. Ernest Pugh is in the city.
Everything that happened to me that was good, God did. Yes, he did. Well, everything that happened to me that was good, God did. Yes, he did. Listen, pick me up, turn me around, place my feet on higher ground, and everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Yes, he did. Hey. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Yes, he did. Well, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Yes, he did. Guess what? Once we're lost in a world, Jesus came and took me in, and everything that happened to me that was good, God did. Yes, he did. Hey, I said, God did. Yes, he did. I said, God did. Yes, he did. I went to a doctor. They couldn't heal me. Went to a counselor. They couldn't heal me. Solved. So I called my family. They
and never left you. Never, no, never, 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 never. Everybody clap your hands. Come on, I said everybody clap your hands. Now you know he did it. Come on, let me see you do your thing. I said, let me see you do your thing. Yeah. Hey. Come on. Get your hands all the way up. Come on. Yeah. Come on. I said, I ever gonna clap your hands.
In the city. Wow, that's it, at least for hour number one, but you're gonna want to stick around for hour number two. Angela Moss Poole is in the house, and she tells me what happened to make her finally pursue her music.
And so I had in my mind I was gonna do business, I would be an accountant, which I became a CPA, got my doctorate degree.
Tamela Mann tells me the acting advice she got from Tyler Perry to give her the confidence she needed to act.
He said, if you're acting, it's wrong.
And I'm putting Myron Butler in the hot seat.
What up, everybody? It's Myron Butler. And guess what? I'm in the hot seat. I'm in up next.
Yep, that's all next hour in the city.
Still here with Mike Glover. This is interview. Mike Glover, the city.
the city. In the city.
With your host, Mike Glover.
Welcome back to the City America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. This hour in the city, Angela Moss Poole tells me what happened to make her finally pursue her music.
And so I had in my mind I was going to do business. I would be an accountant, which I became a CPA, got my doctorate degree.
Tamela Mann tells me the acting advice she got from Tyler Perry to give her the confidence she needed to act.
He said, if you're acting, it's wrong.
And I'm putting Myron Butler in the hot seat.
What up, everybody? It's Myron Butler. And guess what? I'm in the hot seat. Coming up next.
My friend Trevon Perry is here to get this hour started. Trevon, man, how are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm ready to get the show on the road, man, with my brother, Mike Glover. Finally glad to be here with you guys, man.
Well, I've got the single ready, so tell everybody where you're hanging out today.
This is your boy, Trevon Perry, and I'm here rocking with my boy, Mike Glover, from the city.
Everything's gonna be alright.
I got a feeling that everything's gonna be alright.
No need to worry, and there's no need for me to cry.
No need to worry, and there's no need for me to cry.
He promised in his word he will take care of me.
He promised in his word that he will take care of me.
So I'm gonna stand still to see his glory in me.
So I'm gonna stand still and see his glory in me.
In a pandemic age, dealing with the ramifications of social injustice all across this globe, I yet still choose to believe that things will work out just fine. Woo.
All right.
It's working.
All right.
Together.
All right.
For the good.
All right.
Of him.
All right.
Who loves God.
All right.
Hi, this is your man Fred Hammond. I'm in the city with my man Mike Glover right here. Lock, oh yeah.
Yes, my heart is full of gratitude. So many things, Lord, that I want to say to you. Cause you're so worthy of all the glory. Come on, let's lift him up, yeah. Every servant.
Yeah.
In the city, my friend Angela Moss-Poole literally did everything she could to avoid her calling in gospel music. I mean, my girl went to the extreme of getting her doctorate degree in accounting, trying not to pursue this music. So now, Angela, this is crazy. So what happened to make you finally move forward in music?
And I'll tell you the truth, it was Fred Durkins that changed my mind. Because growing up, my mother used to always make me sing, and I hated it. I was deathly afraid of people staring at me and being judged on stage. I would just hate to sing in public. And I would say, well, I guess I can sing, but I'll do something else. I'll study, acting. I'll be a speaker. Or I'll just be smart. I'll be good at math, and I'll do something else. And so I had in my mind I was going to do business. I would be an accountant, which I became a CPA, got my doctorate degree. I was going to do all these other things besides singing in front of people. I'll write behind the scenes, but I just was not determined to sing in front of people. And I was shopping some songs in a meeting that my husband set up with Fred Durkins about 3 years ago, and letting him hear songs that I was shopping for other people. So I was saying to him, here's a demo singer, demoing a song that I had in mind, say for Mary Mary or Yolanda Adams or Tamela Mann. And about halfway through, he said, what are you doing? Why are you singing? Like, who are these demo singers? Like, what are you doing? You need to be singing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get you on the radio. You have 30 days. Get a cover designed. And that first song was You Deserve, which we released in 2019. That song made number 7 on the Gospel Indicator Billboard chart.
Yep, and now you have this song, My Help, that is absolutely taking over gospel music. This is one of my favorite songs. I mean, this song takes me there every single time. My friend, Angela Moss-Poole with Micah Stampley, is in the city.
From my eyes to the hills, from winds calm in my help comes from the Lord. He will not sleep nor slumber, my foot will not stumble, my help.
from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord.
Time.
Though I will lift to the hills,
from which come my help comes from the Lord. Yeah, yeah. Slumber,
oh, my help
comes from the Lord. Angela, say.
Lamont Sanders is blowing up gospel music, and let me tell you, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Oh man, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, my man, and this single is blowing up. I tell you what, I've got it ready, so tell everybody where you're hanging out today.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Lamont Sanders. I'm in the city with Mike Glover.
There were times when I wanted to give up on you. Believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me. Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me.
You kept me.
When I avoided your plan and I gave up and ran, you kept me.
You kept me.
When I was sick in my quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, he didn't give you a chance. You kept me,
kept me,
kept me,
kept me.
Said I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word, but how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love, I'm running back to you. Because of your grace, I wanna say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful, and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan, gave up and ran, you kept me. When I was sinking like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me. You kept me.
He's able to keep us from falling.
Scott Sanders is in the city still to come. Tamla Mann tells me the acting advice she got from Tyler Perry to give her the confidence she needed to act.
He said, if you're acting, it's wrong.
But up next, let's go, Myron Butler. We've talked about this way too long. It's time for you to get into the hot seat.
What up, everybody? It's Myron Butler. And guess what? I'm in the hot seat. I'm in up next.
Yep, stick close.
Can you still be with Mike Glover? Mike Glover, the city.
Just said it'll keep happening, but look now, it's really happening. What you thought was impossible, yeah. You say yes, now he's on a roll, yeah. Blessings keep stacking, warfare you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak, it unfolds. Having you say help, he's backing up up there. Whatever you say help, he's backing up up there. Speak whatever you want. What you've been dreaming, you've got it. And don't doubt it. See what he's doing. I live to see the miracles. I'm wearing his yoke. In with the new, I'm with the old. It's joy to my soul. Now to receive what you pray for, I declare that it's yours. People for me. Just like he said he would. He performed miracles. Just like he said he would.
He performed miracles. Just like he said he would. He performed miracles. Just like he said he would. I need you to clap your hands if you know God has not forgotten about you.
I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. Make your prediction. At best, a prediction is a strong guess, a reasonable forecast of sorts. It's something we believe has a chance of taking place. We tend to give ourselves points if our prediction is within a margin of error. But that's not the way God operates. His predictions always come to pass. Here's what I mean. Check out the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter and verse number 7. It reads like this. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Today, don't ignore God's predictions. That's all the more reason to make sure you are prepared to harvest what you plant. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. And I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. please take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games.
Music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. Now's the time in the show that I take a gospel artist and I find out some pretty personal information about them. I call it the hot seat, and this week's artist is none other than Myron Butler. Hope you're ready, Myron, because you are now in the hot seat. All right, here we go. We'll start off easy. My favorite color?
Blue.
Okay, cool. And your favorite food?
Seafood.
Oh, Lordy, yes. But that's kind of vague, Myron. What kind of seafood are we having?
Oh, okay. Shrimp and grits.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Myron, we got to move on. We got to move on because I will end this interview right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Your favorite television show?
Law and Order.
All right, cool. And your favorite movie?
The Bourne Identity series. The whole series.
Oh, wow. The whole series.
Yep.
Okay. Your favorite sports team?
Oh, Lakers.
Oh, wow. Now, I was not expecting that. I was expecting you to say the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You kind of got me on that one. Okay. I can sit and eat a whole bag or a box of what at one time?
Ooh. I'll give you two. Hot Cheetos or Starburst candy.
Ooh, yeah, Myron. Now, I can go with them Cheetos, but I don't eat the hot ones. Mainly because I can't eat them fast enough.
I can eat a whole bag, and if you give me a whole pack of Starburst, I will eat the whole pack in one sitting.
Okay, now, Myron, what's the favorite flavor? The orange, the strawberry, the cherry?
Well, no. See, that's my wife. My wife and my kids have a favorite color. I eat them all.
Oh, wow, Myron. Not all of them.
Them all.
Wow.
Yeah, my wife is like, just pick out the red ones or the pink ones. I'm like, no, I want all of them.
All right. So when Myron Butler comes to town, you got to have the big bag of Starburst. Not the little package, the big industrial size.
That's what you got to have when I come.
All right, Myron. Okay, people would be surprised to know I really enjoy doing what?
Oh, people would really be surprised to know that I enjoy riding on the water or riding close to water.
Okay, so like driving around a lake?
Yep, like driving around the lake. That's one of the most peaceful things that I do.
Okay, and then what was your first car?
My first car was a Nissan, a red Nissan pickup truck.
Oh my, okay. And so what kind of condition was the red Nissan truck in?
Used, beat up. I had to pop the hood sometimes to get it to start. But listen, I loved that truck.
Oh yeah. But you was moving, Myron. You was moving, right?
Look here. Literally and figuratively, because whenever you have a truck, you always either you going to move or you going to help somebody move.
Uh-huh. Now, that's why I don't have a truck today, because folks will wear you out, especially church folks.
Yeah, can you help me move this couch? Can you help me move this? If you have a truck, you will always get that.
Yeah. We better move on before I get a little upset about that. That's a soft spot with me. Okay, Myron, what was your first job?
Wow. My first job was at ECBY Yogurt.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I remember them.
See, I don't even know if they have those anymore.
Wow. I'm trying to think, Myron. I'm not sure if they do or not.
Yeah. Like, that was the first one. And then after that, I worked at Limpy Submarine Sub Sandwich Shop.
Ah, the humble beginnings of gospel superstar Myron Butler. Yes, sir. All right, Myron, one more. What's your favorite hymn of the church?
Oh, my favorite hymn is, I know it seems funny that this would be, but it would have to be My Tribute to God Be the Glory.
Oh, yeah. Well played, my friend, and thanks for playing along. Let's do your version of that song, My Testimony to God Be the Glory. Myron Butler is in the city.
How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to Thee, to God be the
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TURN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TURN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TURN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. Tamela Mann is absolutely incredible. From her days as a standout with Kirk Franklin and the Family to all the number one songs and now acting with Tyler Perry in his plays and movies. So now, Tamela, we are all so happy with your success. But I was really surprised that you never took acting classes or any of that. But you told me about some advice that Tyler gave to you that really helped you get over your fear.
You know, one thing, a point that Tyler gave all of us early on, he said, if you're acting, it's wrong. He said, take yourself to a new place. I mean, you know, just how would you respond in the normal, and you know, just in your normal life, how would you respond? So each role that I get, I take it to that. I mean, I go, when I read the script or whatever, I'm like, well, how would I respond if this was happening to me right now? And that, to me, I think that's why everybody grabs hold to our characters, because we're all, it's like reality. I mean, you really, somebody is like this in everybody's family. So the people just, you know, took it to heart, and it's like, I can feel them. I feel where they're coming from, and I just really see, I really just see that's how it kind of went the way that it went. And people are liking the plays and the movies and all that, that it comes from a real place.
Yeah, Tamala, everything just really appears to come naturally for you in your acting and in your music. Like with this current single, He Did It For Me, and he did do it for you. Again, Tamala Mann is in the city.
Sitting here thinking about where I am now, and I'm where I'm supposed to be. In the middle of his will, I believe. Some people try to tell me I'm not worthy of my destiny, but I'm so glad they didn't give it to me. They were not there when I cried. Lord, I need your help. And you replied, I'm taking care.
Mike Glover.
Certainty in life is but a vapor. Today there seems to be, but tomorrow disappears. Some things I'm not clear about, but there's an anchor beyond a doubt. You
never far away, you're always near. People try to find a way to deny you, declaring you're a myth and not all real. I let them keep their arguments because I have the evidence. I know the truth inside, it's you I feel.
Sure as the sunrise, sure as the nightfall, tonight I can always count on you. You'll be with me always. Sure as the clouds rise, sure as your love for me,
it's true.
I believe you when you say you'll be loving me always.
Oh, I am sure. I'm sure you're the one who looks out for the sparrow. You're the tailor for the lilies of the field. You're the source for all there was and is. You to you will make it clear, and everything exists because you live.
No questions for today.
Won't turn them away. Wiser than fortune or fate, you know every breath we take, and nothing can take us out of your hands. Oh,
sure as the sunrise, sure as the night, oh, I can always count on you. You'll be with me. Oh, sure as the clouds rise,
I'm sure
as your love.
Sure as the moon glows at night,
you feel my love.
There's one thing I know in my heart,
it's warming up.
You will always be there.
Sure as the sun, sure as the night,
yes, I
always come to you.
For you will be with me
always.
And yes, I'm sure.
Wilson is in the city. Well, that's it. That's going to wrap up today's show. But before I go, I need to thank my guests, Lanesha Tyson, Rick Dorn, Patty Showers, Angela Moss Poole, Ernest Pugh, Myron Butler, and Tamela Mann. This show is a production of QIC Communications in conjunction with and distributed by Rejoice Musical Soul Food. Any re-airing or duplication without the expressed written consent of QIC Communications or Rejoice Musical Soul Food is strictly prohibited by copyright law. Next time in the city, James Mabel tells me when he knew God was calling him to do more with his music.
You know, to be honest, Mike, man, the phone just start ringing.
you know, people started calling.
Kalante Gavin became a gospel superstar after his cafeteria singing video went viral. He tells me all about that time.
Man, the messages were crazy. I mean, even from across, I mean, all over the world. I mean, Japan.
Jonathan Nelson has some advice for someone wanting to get into gospel music.
You're going to have some bumps and some bruises along the way, which is okay.
Pastor Kim Burrell tells me the one accomplishment she's most proud of.
But I think what's most important about winning that award is that my sister was able to share the stage with me.
Plus, Angela Bennett is playing Name My Name. Donald Lawrence is playing Name My Tune. And I'm putting Melvin Crispell III in the hot seat.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Melvin Crispell III, and I am on the hot seat now.
Yeah, that's all next time in the city. Follow me on Facebook at the City Gospel Radio Show with Mike Glover, and then on Instagram at Mike Glover City. The 21st chapter of the Book of Revelation describes heaven as a city with streets paved with gold. We pray that this city has brought you just a little bit of heaven that one day we'll all get to experience. Until next time, I pray God's favor surrounds everything you set out to do.
To encourage you to walk into your new season, a season of freedom and a season of victory. Here it is. By the hand of the Almighty, I've been set free, healed, delivered, made complete. Now I'm walking in victory. Adrian, won't you help me sing it?
By the hand of the Almighty, I've been set free, healed, delivered, made complete. Now I'm walking in victory.
We're gonna sing that again.
By the hand
of the Almighty, oh.
Oh, I think you got it now. Come on, lift it up. By the hand
I've been set free.
Oh.
Said I'm walking in victory. Said I'm walking in victory. Walking in victory. You're my joy band. Oh, I'm walking in victory. said I'm walking in victory. I'm walking in victory. My beat's bad.
By the hand of the Almighty,
I've been set free, healed and delivered.
There for a B, 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 E.